Been a difficult year for the royal family. How many people saw that film, the Mrs. Brown? I think we should do a modern version of it with Billy Connolly going up to Buckingham Palace. It'd been great the other last year. Come on! Your Majesty! For heaven's sake! Can you no smile? You look like you've got something stuck up your arse. Come on, you never even liked her. The Queen looking very somber.
My subjects. Looking back over last year, the overwhelming sense is one of great loss. The loss that we all suffered. And looking back over the photographs, one is struck by the fact that wherever she went, she made people happy. Thousands, indeed hundreds of thousands of people who would turn up to greet her wherever she went and would turn up to wave her goodbye as she left. And on that fateful day, last year, when we gathered to say goodbye to her for the last time, I turned to my husband and said, "We're going to miss that yacht, you know."
The royal family, they've desperately tried to keep up with the times now. There's a new switchboard at Buckingham Palace you can ring up. It says,
"Hello, you're through to Buckingham Palace. If you want to marry Charles, please press 1 now. If you want to marry Edward, please press 2. If you're a Catholic, please replace the handset and try again."
They're even on the internet. Everyone's in the Alan Bennett's on the internet now.
Alan Bennett on the internet, oh, that'll be the day. Signed Alan here at bettys.theterooms.uk.
What's the royal family's website? Does anybody know? royalfamily@loggerheads.co.uk. Extraordinary. Still got Prince Philip, the world's greatest diplomat, wandering around in the background. Fabulous. They went to India, to Amritsar, the scene of that terrible Indian massacre, and Philip's going around, looks at the bullet holes in the wall. "Oh, look, you missed a few then." I don't know how many were killed, but it got to lunchtime. He was going, "Come on, come on, come on, I could murder an Indian."